रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 61. रामा लैमेंट्स कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. सीता वाज नॉट टू बी फाउंड इन द कॉटेज और अराउंड इट. Seats and other articles of furniture were scattered around the room. Rama searched in vain through the surrounding forests. Then he threw up his hands and cried, Lakshmana, where is Sita? Where could she have gone? Who might have made away with her? Has someone eaten her up? Sita, if you hide among the trees and sport, enough of it. Come away. See you not how I suffer? Your favorite playmates, the fawns, weep hot tears at finding you not. Lakshmana, I will not survive her separation. Alas, if I go to the other side of death, I am sure to meet my father, and he would naturally say, I sent you to the forest, relying upon your promise to spend 14 years of exile there. Why have you come away before your time? Bad, unprincipled, untruthful, fie upon you. Then how shall I reply to him? As a goddess of fortune abandons the traitor to truth, where have you fled away from me? Who am miserable, disappointed, and senseless, and tottering under the strokes of grief? Is it worthy of a woman, the best and noblest of her gender? Of a truth, I die if I not see you. But his laments and wails failed to bring her forth. At the sight of Rama, his senses all adrift like a lordly elephant sunk deep in the mire. Lakshmana, who ever had at his heart his brother's best interests, replied, Grieve not, noble one. Let us search together. There are innumerable caves in this forest. Janaki takes great delight in wandering through these woods, so it is likely that she spends her time somewhere in sport. Or she might have gone to some lotus pool to have a bath. Or she might have hid herself somewhere in jest as she used to do. Or she might have done so to give us a fright. Or she might have come upon some lurking places unknown to us and relies upon us to hunt her up. It could never happen to you to lose your wife. We shall make it a point to go over every foot of this forest and find her out. Let this not cause you any anxiety. Strengthened and consoled somewhat by the words of Lakshmana, who spoke out of supreme love and friendship, Rama began to seek Sita afresh. Perhaps she might have gone here to gather flowers. And he searched the forests. Or she might have gone up here to collect curious ores. And he searched the hills and the mountains. Or she might have gone away as she delights in seeing the waterfowl line the sandy shallows. And he searched the rivers and streams. Sita took pleasure in playing in the water of the lotus-covered pools, and he searched among them. Thus he tired himself in fruitless search among caves, hill slopes, peaks, and valleys. Then he turned to Lakshmana and cried, Alas, we have searched everywhere but have failed to find her. What shall I do? The sight of his redoubtable brother weeping in the Dandaka forest like a forlorn outcast quite overcame Lakshmana, and out of a loving heart he sought to console him. I am very sure that you will ere long come upon the wicked wretch who has carried away Sita, and he shall render her back to you and his life along with it as a penalty, even as Mahavishnu of yore bound Bali and recovered the three worlds from him. Yet Rama was not to be consoled. Most carefully did I search this forest with its mountain streams, ponds and caves, but have failed to find Sita. Alas, what shall I do? He swooned away with grief for the space of an hour, his hot breath and sighs being the only sign of life coursing through his warm frame. Next he came back to his senses and cried, Ah, my love! Again and again, and burst into a flood of tears. Then Lakshmana, who loved him most fondly and was conversant with every shade of dharma, consoles him in many a wise over his joint palms. But Rama heeded it not in the least and never ceased his wails and laments. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.